The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Start this. The topic for tonight is working with procrastination as a practice. So first, just a show of hands if any of you have ever procrastinated. My hand is definitely high up. Yeah, it's part of our, it's part of being human. Perhaps it's part of just being and working with things. So, what prompted the wanting to talk about this isn't just my own procrastination, as I've been contemplating. What makes me procrastinate, even though there are things that I really want to do, some things, but some things are rather difficult to do. And then the other reason is there was this article in the New York Times a few days ago about procrastination, which actually a few people that that it quoted are people that I know in meditation and in mindfulness movement. So actually some of the things that were suggested in the article are practices of compassion and mindfulness to work with procrastination, which is, of course, because procrastination is not so much about just downloading the best productivity app and just organizing your time better. Yeah, those things really do help. But really, it's about emotions. Yep, I see some people nodding. It's really about emotions. There are some tasks that, even though they're really important, they bring up either anxiety or stress or not feeling good enough or fear of failure, fear of not being able to do it well or just the right, so we don't even start. There could be so many different emotional predicaments that give rise to, ooh, not now, I don't want to deal with this. I'll go and organize my socks and, you know, do other things. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of times when we procrastinate, it's not that we're just sitting on the couch and eating potato chips. No, we're actually doing other things. You know, we finally decide that, like, yeah, it's really important to alphabetize, you know, something, or, you know, we're doing something else which actually is taking a lot of focus. At least that's what I find myself doing. I do something else that's taking a lot of, like, research and focus and reading this, and but not this other task that, ooh, ouch, if I really sit with it, there is some sense of actually, I'm afraid I will not do it as well as I want to, or there's some other emotional considerations. Maybe it reminds me of something more difficult in my life. Or so what to do? What to do? What to do about this? So a couple of things. A couple of things are recommended, and I offer those for reflections. Of course, we'll sit with it and explore it. But one thing is actually being really clearly mindful. And I realize the times that I just let the emotion kind of ride and I don't quite see the emotion. It's kind of hijacking, right? It's hijacking the situation. Then the procrastination. Then it's a split second. The thought of doing this difficult task comes and whoops, I'm gone because it's not exactly mindful of what's happening. So actually being with it. Oh, what's happening right now? What's the difficulty? Can I be with this? How does it feel in my body if I were to do this? How does it feel in my mind? Ah, can I be with this sense of anxiety? Can I be with the sense of, oh, this seems like a big project? Ooh, can I make space? Can I make space for whatever emotions are coming up, whatever your flavor might be or mine? Can I be with this? Ah, instead of pushing it away and putting it under the carpet. So clarity, really clarity, and of course the practicality of breaking things up into smaller pieces so that you just kind of feel into, okay, what about just this tiny first step? What if I just open this email and read it one more time? Just, how does that feel in my body? How does that feel in my mind? Can I be with that? Can I make space for that? So mindfulness as one way to work with it. And another is actually compassion, self-compassion. Because in this tradition, you know, there are mainly two baskets of practices. One basket being wisdom, mindfulness, clearly seeing, so mindfulness, vipassana, whatever name you want to give it. The other basket are the heart practices. Metta, loving kindness, compassion, kind of practices of the heart, okay? So the first practice I mentioned was clearly seeing what is happening. What is really happening? Can I be with it? Can I be with it with wisdom? The second basket is compassion, self-compassion. Oh, sweetie, this is really hard. I know you've been procrastinating on this for a whole month, and it's okay. I still love you. I forgive you. And it turns out that there is research that people who are self-compassionate towards themselves about procrastination, they tend to procrastinate less than people who are self-flagellating about their pattern of procrastination. Isn't that wild? Right? You would think that you would self-flagellate, like, oh, stop procrastinating. Like, you would kind of get yourself moving, but actually it's the other way around. If you're kind to yourself, it makes sense in a way, right? Because the self-soothing, actually, your nervous system can relax, you can be more empowered to do what needs to be done instead of getting even more anxious about now you've even failed even more for a whole month not doing this thing. So self-compassion, kindness, care. So there is more I can say, but I'm going to pause for a moment and actually pause and open it up to any questions before we get into groups and I give suggestions for how to actually hold each other in a group conversation in this format. So any questions before we move on? There will be time for comments and questions at the end. Okay. So, yeah, please. There's.
Do you have a definition for procrastination?
Do I have a definition? Yeah. Well, let me ask you, do you have a definition? I have one, but I want to hear what yours is. Let's explore it together.
It's about things that needs to be addressed and we don't want to address.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. So putting off something that's important, putting off something that you know you want to do, you really want to do, and it's important to do, but you're not doing it, you're putting it off. Does that help?
Yeah, I guess there's the distinction between something that I have time to do and I'm just not interested in using my time to do something.
Right.
And in our society, with so many things to do all the time,
there is also
there are 10 things that I need to do and maybe I should focus on these other 9. Uh-huh. Is that procrastination?
So wait, the distinction you're making is?
I guess priority.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. So procrastinate. So if there's something that it's not important and you're not doing it, so you're not procrastinating. You're just not doing something that's not important. Great. I'm happy for you. Yay. Right? So, but if you are procrastinating on something that is important, then that's procrastination. It actually brings in, so I hadn't thought about sharing this, but you know, there is in time management, there is the idea of things that are important, things that are urgent, okay? And think of them as one. So you have four containers, two quadrants, two axes. So things that are not important, not urgent, don't do them. Right? They're not important, not urgent. Okay? And guess what? Many of us spend time, a lot of time, on things that are not important, not urgent. Facebook, Twitter, not important, not urgent, right? So that's one quadrant. Another quadrant is it's important and it's urgent. So that's number one. That's quadrant number one. Need to spend time on things that are important to you and are urgent. And it so happens that we usually then tend to go, even if we're organized and we're not progressing, we tend to go to the quadrant where things are urgent but not important. Just because it's urgent and somebody says, you need to get, you know, your boss says this is urgent, but it may not even be important. Or you feel, or you've kind of put something off, now it has become urgent, may not even be important. But we tend to usually put off the things that are important, really important, like what do I want to do with my life, but not urgent. Because, oh, things are kind of going along and it's humming along and it's okay and it's comfortable enough.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions before we explore this for ourselves? Okay, you're ready. All right, so let's see. So the way I suggest we do this is, let's see, how many are we? Okay, let's do it in groups of four and one group of five. And the way that we will do this is the following. And by the way, whenever I do, I can stop. Yes, let's stop it.